Welcome back to Sweet But Salty. What was that? My voice kind of cracked in the weirdest way. It's my morning voice, but I wanted to say, welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts on this beautiful Saturday morning that I'm recording this on. And when you're listening to this, it's potentially Sunday morning or Monday or another day of the week. So I want to cut straight to the point without voice cracking, hopefully, and just tell you about two realizations I had. The first is that in my last episode, I kind of didn't bring the topics together as I wanted to, because I talked about intuition and ambition, and I kind of talked about in the beginning that those two areas of life kind of belong together. But I didn't really explain how. And that was due to the fact that I was incredibly tired, like incredibly tired, close to falling asleep whilst speaking. And also maybe I hadn't thought that through, because how do intuition and ambition go together? It's really hard sometimes to bring them together, because our intuitive side might be one that propels us to stay in a state of flow and to kind of be a little bit more chill about things and just let things come as they want to and as they ought to. And our ambitious side, on the other hand, kind of does quite the opposite, in that it makes us take action. It makes us really work for what we want. And I don't think that either side is bad. I just think that they have to come together, and you have to find a balance between those two ways of being, so to say. Because if we only rely on our intuition without taking action and without putting ourselves out there, we're never going to achieve anything. Well, not never, but it's going to be hard, because how are you going to function without a goal, without an aim? You're just going to live your life kind of from day to day, which sometimes is the best thing ever, but not for a prolonged period of time and a fulfilled life. On the other hand, if we only rely on ambition and our urge to work hard, it's going to be hard for us to accept that some things are outside of our control. And most of the time, things should come easy and not under pressure into our lives, because those are the gifts that we have to be able to accept. And if we're too ambitious, that can stand in our way. So I do think that those two sides go together, but they need to be balanced. And it's our job to make sure that we have both, that we're intuitively ambitious and that we kind of create a balance that feels right to us. So that's one topic I wanted to stress. And the other is really a very short one. It's really the title of this episode, which is Let Go and Open Up. It's a two-part process, I think. Letting go just means kind of surrendering to the things that are and allowing things to come into our lives, allowing things to unfold, allowing things to be, and to just be okay with that. And it's oftentimes linked to letting go of everything that we cannot control. There are so many things that we stress about that are outside of our control, and there's really no point in that, really. And the second part is really to open up as a person, because that can really lead to profound experiences if you're open towards other people. But also open up in the sense that we're open to receive what is around us and the beautiful gifts that are supposed to be in our lives. And that's oftentimes something we can only see when we truly let go. And I'm struggling with those things as well, because I used to be a very rational person. And I've definitely gone through an evolution in my life, but I used to be very focused on tangible things and working hard and making my goals a reality. And that led to me being really, really sick. So I kind of changed my approach, or I'm still changing it. And I think that letting go of the things we can't control is one important thing that we can do to feel better, no matter where we're at in our lives. Really understanding what's something we can influence and what isn't is going to be really important. And that's one of the cornerstones of Stoicism, which is a very interesting philosophical discipline. And opening up is just something I'm adding, because I think that we can somehow have the impression that there's really nothing if we let go. Like, okay, I've let go of the things I can't control and the things that don't serve me, but what now? Being open is really important at that moment, because you really want to embrace what is there and what's supposed to come. And this is getting really, I don't want to say pseudosciencey, but it is kind of, it's what all the manifestation people talk about and so on and so forth. But I think there's also just some basic functional tips in there that can really make us live a life that is easier on us. Yeah, so I think I did rectify what I didn't do right in my last episode and added a little bit on top, which I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you are listening, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will catch you on Thursday. Bye.